This podcast is about how Maha became Haha. It's become a clown show, laughingstock. For a number of reasons that we'll cover here, I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. I've been a health freedom advocate for, well, over 25 years. I was given speeches at local town hall meetings opposing fluoride in 1998. That's how far it goes back. But recently, the White House released the Maha Report. And now it turns out that the Maha Report is filled with fake citations, citing studies that don't exist. Obviously, this is a marker of AI-generated content. So the morons who put together the Maha Report went to ChatGPT to do it, and they never fact-checked it. It's like, is this amateur hour? What's going on? There's nothing wrong with using AI to structure your thoughts or to expand or to do research, but everybody knows that AI generates fake citations, fake sources, sometimes fake names or fake backgrounds of companies or names or what have you. Of course you have to fact check it, if it's going to the White House, especially. And if it's going to be released by President Trump, you got to fact check it. Now it makes Trump look like an idiot for believing in the Maha Commission or whatever it is. So that's the first part of it. The second part is that the report didn't even cover the big issue of vaccines and autism and mRNA and children being maimed and killed, and not just children, but people of all ages being killed by the vaccines. So what you are seeing is a hijacking of Maha by corporate interests and deep state interests. And that hijacking was quite apparent in that report, because the report tended to focus on food ingredients. Oh, you should be afraid of red dyes. You should be afraid of titanium dioxide, which, look, that's fine. I've talked about those for over two decades. They should be avoided where possible. But red dye isn't giving kids autism all over the country. So they want you focused on these food ingredients instead of looking at vaccines. So yeah, Maha has been completely hijacked. And I think we know, if you follow like Dr. Jack Cruz on X, you can see all the people, all the names. He names them all, who's involved, who's running it. And it's a corporate PR front with a deep state connection. And remember that vaccines have to be protected because that's the depopulation weapon to help keep the government solvent. Now, proof of that is in the fact that the FDA, under Secretary Kennedy at HHS, the FDA just approved the new COVID-19 jab for seniors 65 and older. So why are they targeting the elderly? Because that's who's collecting Social Security, pensions, and racking up Medicare costs. And if you want to cut the spending of government, as you know Adolf Hitler also promoted in his day, you have to get rid of the elderly or the infirmed, you know, the sick. And that's also why recently the FDA, the new FDA, under Secretary Kennedy, announced that they were going to remove recommendations of COVID-19 vaccines for healthy children and healthy pregnant women, but keep recommending COVID jabs for sick children and sick pregnant women, or those who are ill or have high risk pre-existing conditions, you know, like high blood pressure or what have you. In other words, they're targeting the sick for extermination, just like what happened in the Third Reich. And all of this probably explains why Del Bigtree has left Maha, and he announced it publicly. He left Maha because people were trying to tell him he couldn't talk about vaccines. So to his credit, Del Bigtree has stuck with his principles about sounding the alarm over vaccines. And I think, and this is just my guess, I haven't spoken with Del about this, but I'm guessing that what happened to Del is the same thing that happened to Elon Musk, where Elon Musk went in and had good faith efforts and was saying, hey, let's cut waste and fraud in the government. Let's unleash Doge and let Doge go to town on everything, cut all the fraud out of USAID. And then he said, we're going to start cutting fraud out of the Pentagon. And then that's when there was, oh, no, you're not. Lots of pushback. And then Elon Musk got completely sidelined and he had to quit. And Congress is basically saying, we're going to keep the money machine rolling, the fraud machine, the, you know, the money laundering going no matter what. That's what Congress has said. So Elon got booted out. Well, I think Dell went in thinking that, hey, we're going to get Secretary Kennedy in place and we're going to stop these toxic, deadly vaccines. And, I think he had a good faith intention in this. And I think RFK Jr. also had a good faith intention, by the way. And then they all got steamrolled by, the corporate fronts and the deep state and all the influencers that were willing to compromise and go along with that. And then compromise became synonymous with MAHA. It became something like trust the plan, like QAnon, which we might call Mahanan, which almost sounds sounds Middle Eastern. But Mahanan is this trust the plan nonsense that says, oh, we can't ban vaccines today. We can't tell the truth about vaccines today. We have to play ball with this deep state and this medical establishment and all these corrupt senators. We have to play ball with them so that we can eventually one day maybe say something. And we're all told to trust the plan. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't trust the plan because I know how this plan goes. I've seen this plan before. It goes nowhere. It's just like Attorney General Jeff Sessions in Trump's first administration getting totally steamrolled by the deep state. Okay? I know where this plan goes. And it ends up with nothing accomplished. Nothing. That's why I think Secretary Kennedy, I think it was a mistake to go in there and try to make friends with all the top people at the NIH and the CDC and the FDA and to try to get along with them and to try to appease them and then to try to compromise with them, to appease the stakeholders, etc. Huge mistake. I think, and this is just my opinion, obviously, but I think that Secretary Kennedy should just come out right now and say, look, vaccines are dangerous. They're killing kids. They're causing autism. I mean, didn't he spend over a decade writing books about the dangers of vaccines and the fraud of Fauci and the whole corrupt system? He knows that vaccines are dangerous and are killing kids, and he knows they don't work as claimed. He knows they're not safe and effective. So what's the problem? What's the delay? Why can't he come out and say what he already knows, what he's already backed up with thousands of references in his books, including his book that I helped promote, The Truth About Anthony Fauci? All the research and all the proof is right there. And he didn't use fake AI-generated citations in his books. Those were real citations, real research. So he knows they're deadly. Why can't he just come out and say right now, vaccines are killing children, they're causing autism, they're harming Americans, we have got to stop this legal immunity, etc. And I know what some people are going to say, well, he can't say that. He would lose his job. Well, so be it. What's the point of having a job if you can't tell the truth? What's the point of running HHS if you can't do anything to stop the deadly jabs? I mean, seriously, what's the point? He should just come out and say it right now. Look, vaccines are deadly, and I'm not going to resign. I'm telling the truth. America needs to know this. And, if he gets fired, well, that's different. Then that only brings more attention to his message. He should just roll out one giant speech laying out the total corruption of the system, the total corruption between FDA and Big Pharma or CDC and Big Pharma, the revolving door, regulatory capture, all of that, and the deadly ingredients that are in vaccines, including the aluminum and the mercury that's in some flu shots. And, of course, other toxic substances like, aborted human fetal tissue, etc. He should just lay it all out. At least he would be on the record as telling the truth. Instead, he's going to be Secretary of HHS for however many years, and nothing substantial is ever going to be done to stop vaccines. And we're just going to get, oh, we banned, you know, food dyes, but the vaccines are still killing kids all across America. Well, that's where this is going. This is the Jeff Sessions version right here. Nothing has changed. And that's why I said up front, I want no part of MAHA because I know where this is going. It's been totally hijacked. It's been just, you know, completely overrun by nefarious forces. And nothing good is going to come out of MAHA at this point. And it's why I keep saying, along with people like Dr. Henry Ely or Naomi Wolf, etc., I keep saying, make yourself healthy again. M-Y-H-A. I'm drinking my smoothie right now. Mmm. Yummy avocados and turmeric. Love it. Drinking my smoothie, making myself healthy again, not sitting around like an idiot waiting for the government to make me healthy again. If the government could make you healthy, FDA employees wouldn't be obese. I mean, if the government can make you healthy, government employees would be the healthiest looking people on the planet, and they're not. They barely look human. They're like creatures from planet obesity or something. They're the least healthy people imaginable, and they're all vaccinated, they're all on drugs, psychiatric medications, antidepressants. Yeah, that's who's running MAHA now, those kind of people. Not healthy. I mean, I should say that's who's executing MAHA. That wasn't the original vision, don't get me wrong. The original vision, though, as Del Bigtree has confirmed, the original vision has been abandoned. Dr. Jane Ruby talks about the same thing. You're never going to see this government really stop mRNA jabs or stop COVID vaccines or stop just massive routine vaccination and total legal immunity of the vaccine industry. It's clear that RFK Jr. is not going to do it. And I don't believe in Mahanan. I don't trust the plan. I'm not waiting around having some belief in some, you know, future promise that's never going to actually come to fruition. Nope. Sorry, not going to be that sucker. All right, take care, everybody. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. If you really want to be healthy, read my material. I've been teaching health and nutrition and disease prevention for a quarter of a century now. Unjabbed that entire time. No medications that entire time, okay? I don't do that garbage. That's why I'm still here. Thanks for listening. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So, of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high-quality, ultra-clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light. but it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO. And we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff. Nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.